Welcome to the Deep Dive. You're here because you want to get smart fast. And that's what we do. Today, we're diving into something, well, absolutely critical if you run a WordPress website, backups, and how to restore your site if things, you know, go wrong.
Right. We're looking at a really helpful piece by Chris Bradley today, kind of our roadmap for this.
Exactly. It's designed to give you the fast track to understanding how to protect your online world. Because losing it all, that's the nightmare scenario.
It really is, whether it's your business, your blog, your online portfolio. If it's on WordPress, the idea of it just poof vanishing is frankly terrifying.
Yeah.
So this deep dive, using Bradley's advice, is about giving you practical, actionable steps. Not just why backups matter, but how to approach them strategically for peace of mind, really.
Totally. And Bradley focuses on three key areas we need to get our heads around.
Okay.
First, backing up frequently. Second, keeping multiple copies safe. And third, actually understanding how to restore the site if you ever need to.
Makes sense. Solid framework.
So let's start right at the beginning. Why even bother with backups? What is a backup in this context?
Fundamentally, it's just a copy of everything that makes your website tick, the files, the database, all of it.
Like hitting save A's on a crucial document, but for your whole site.
Exactly. It's your safety net.
Yeah.
Your insurance. Bradley puts it well, too. It ensures that if something unexpected happens, and let's be honest, things do happen online.
Oh, they do.
You don't lose everything. All that work, your content. Having those backups means you can get the site back to a useful state relatively quickly after a problem.
And it's more than just annoying if your site disappears for a while, isn't it? Bradley points out something crucial for business owners.
Yeah, the financial side. If your site is down because you didn't have a backup or couldn't restore it quickly, that can actually cost you money. Lost sales, lost leads.
Right. So being proactive with regular backups isn't just good housekeeping. It's a business necessity. It saves headaches and potentially real cash down the road.
Absolutely. And think about brand damage, too. Downtime looks unprofessional. It can hurt customer trust. And Bradley even mentions SEO search engines don't like unreliable sites.
Good point.
So a solid backup routine. It's vital for the health of your online presence. Now, Bradley's first specific tip gets into the when. When should you absolutely back up?
And this one seems obvious, but you'd be surprised. He says always back up before you update any software. That means WordPress itself, the core, but also your themes, you know, design templates and any plugins, those little add-ons for features.
Right, before touching anything. And the reasoning, as Bradley explains, is all about potential conflicts.
Even though developers try hard to make updates smooth?
Exactly. They test rigorously. But think about the sheer number of themes and plugins out there. Thousands upon thousands.
And all the different ways they can interact on one specific site.
Precisely. So an update, even a minor one for a plugin, might work perfectly fine on 99% of websites. But on your site, with your specific mix of tools, it could cause, well, a glitch, a conflict.
It's like a delicate ecosystem, right? Introduce something new and things can get unbalanced.
That's a great way to put it. And if that happens, if an update breaks your site, what do you do if you skip that backup step?
Yeah, you're kind of stuck.
You are. Bradley emphasizes that having that recent backup lets you just roll back, revert to the stable version that was working minutes before. It's invaluable.
Like a time machine for your website.
Basically, yes. Sometimes just trying to remove the problematic plugin after the fact can cause more issues. The backup is the clean, quick fix. It's that digital peace of mind we talked about.
Okay, so tip one, backup, 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 especially before updates. Got it. Now, Bradley's second tip builds on this. It's about not just having a backup, but having multiple copies.
Yes, and he introduces a specific strategy here, the 3-2-1 method.
3-2-1 sounds like a countdown. What does it stand for?
It's actually a really well-regarded best practice, comes from the broader IT world for data protection in general, very smart for websites too.
Okay.
So the three means you should have at least three copies of your backup data.
Three? Okay, that sounds like quite a few. Why three?
Well, redundancy is key. A single backup could fail, it could get corrupted. You need alternatives, which leads to the two.
All right, the two.
The two means storing those three copies on at least two different types of storage media or in two different physical locations.
Okay, so not all on the same server, for instance.
Exactly. Maybe one copy with your web host, another on, say, an external hard drive you own, or maybe cloud storage like Dropbox or Google Drive, different places, different devices.
Got it. Spread the risk. So three copies, two locations. What's the one?
The one is crucial. Bradley stresses this. Keep at least one of those backup copies off-site. completely separate from your primary location.
Offsite. Why is that so important?
Think local disasters. Fire, flood, theft, even a major server outage at your web host's facility. If all your backups are in the same physical place or even on the same hosting account,
they could all be wiped out at once.
Precisely. That offsite copy protects you from those larger scale physical threats or even, as Bradley mentions, a really nasty computer virus that could potentially spread and corrupt local backup.
Wow, okay. That makes total sense. It's covering all the bases, software glitches, human error, and physical catastrophes.
Right. Bradley really hammers home that losing your site data isn't just annoying for you. It disappoints visitors, damages your reputation, especially, again, if you've worked hard on things like SEO.
Yeah, you don't want your site vanishing from Google because it's down for too long.
Definitely not. And considering those potential disasters, Bradley lists like a virus infection or the admittedly rare but possible scenario of a web host server just completely failing.
Right. Things outside your direct control.
Exactly. That offsite backup is your ultimate fallback. The goal, as Bradley keeps saying, is ensuring you can always restore your site to a working condition no matter what curveballs life throws.
Okay. The 3-2-1 method. Three copies, two locations, one offsite. Sounds like a rock solid plan. So that brings us to Bradley's third and final tip. We've made the backups, we've stored them safely. Now what if we actually need to use one? The restoration process.
Yeah, and Bradley acknowledges this is often the part that feels, well, daunting, intimidating for a lot of website owners.
I can see that. Making the copy feels manageable. Actually rebuilding the site from that copy feels like major surgery.
It can feel that way. It's like having a fire extinguisher, great to have, but using it under pressure is different.
Exactly. So what's Bradley's advice for tackling the restoration itself?
His number one recommendation, go straight to the source, the official WordPress.org website.
The makers of WordPress themselves.
Yep. He stresses how vital it is to read their documentation on backup and restoration carefully. Understand the steps they lay out. They built the platform. Their guides will be the most accurate, the most up-to-date.
Makes sense. Follow the official instructions to avoid making things worse.
Right. Following their steps carefully can help you avoid technical pitfalls during what's probably already a stressful situation.
But what if you read the WordPress.org guides and still feel unsure? Like, I don't want to mess this up.
And that's perfectly okay. Bradley's next piece of advice is don't be afraid to seek professional help.
Ah, call in the cavalry.
Essentially, yes. Contact your IT support if you have them, or look for a reputable WordPress hosting and support service. These companies often have experts who do this day in, day out.
And they might offer consultations.
Many do, as Bradley points out. They can guide you or even handle the whole restoration for you. It's often better to pay an expert than to struggle and potentially cause more damage if you're really not comfortable.
That's solid advice. Better safe than sorry when your website's on the line.
Totally. And Bradley makes one more important point here. While we might think of backups and restores like we do on our personal computers,
like restoring a file from the recycle bin?
Kind of, but the process for a WordPress site can be quite different technically. Especially, he notes, if you're not familiar with Linux operating systems, which most web servers run on.
Ah, okay. So the underlying tech is different.
It often is. The database restoration, the file permissions. It's not always a simple drag and drop. So don't assume it's identical to restoring a Word document. Understanding the specifics of WordPress restoration is key.
Right, got it. Okay, let's do a quick flyby recap of Bradley's main points then.
Good idea.
First, always back up before any software updates, core, themes, plugins, non-negotiable.
Check.
Second, don't rely on just one backup. Use the 3-2-1 method that's at least three copies in at least two locations with at least one safely stored offsite.
Double check. Robust strategy.
And third, understand the restoration process before you need it. Check WordPress.org for instructions, and if you're not 100% confident, get professional help. Don't wing it.
Triple check. Preparation and knowing when to ask for help are key. These aren't just, like, nice ideas. Bradley positions them as essential practices for protecting your data, ensuring your site stays online, business continuity.
Absolutely. So for everyone listening, maybe take a second now to think about your own WordPress site. How does your current backup strategy stack up against these points?
Yeah, where are the potential gaps?
Is it frequent enough? Do you have multiple copies?
Yeah.
Is one truly off-site? Are you comfortable with how you'd restore it if needed?
Good questions to ask yourself.
Because putting a little thought and maybe a bit of effort into this now, well, it can save a world of pain later. and provide some real peace of mind.
Definitely. Knowing your digital assets are secure is huge.
And with that thought, our deep dive into WordPress backups and restorations, guided by Chris Bradley's insights, comes to an end. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Now, here's something to chew on. We focus a lot on backing up websites, our digital work. But in this increasingly digital world, how well are we applying these backup principles? Redundancy, offsite storage, knowing how to restore to other critical parts of our digital lives, our photos, personal documents, financial records, maybe something to think about.